Bay Area Compass. Located at bayareacompass.blogspot.com.
Jay Area!
What's good, YouTube? It's your boy, Don Julio, giving that fire content once again. I'm representing Bay Area Compass, and I'm with Brandon Lee.
What's up, bro?
One of the hottest members of the Drip Squad. How you doing today, my friend?
I'm doing good, bro. Besides the heat, I'm good.
Yeah, man. It's getting hot as hell out here, man. I might have to switch states in a minute.
Yeah.
Not to mention it's hot. I can't afford to live here anymore, so I really might be dipping soon.
Yeah, for real.
But I love the Bay, so I might stay. We'll see what they can do to make me keep me here.
Keep you here,
now we got no more teams. We ain't got no more. I feel like a lot of the culture's leaving.
Yeah, I mean,
we got some people who are still here.
That happens everywhere. Like, over time, things dissipate sometimes, you know?
Yeah, maybe I'm just not ready for it.
Yeah. Maybe it's in the middle of the transformation, and you see it. You feel me?
Yeah, I mean, we've been here. I mean, you were born and raised in Fairfield.
Right.
I'm guessing, yeah. So, speak a little bit about, you know, growing up in Fairfield and how, you know, you transitioned into the Bay, where you're staying right now, and then, you know, a little bit of just you growing up.
Okay. Well, pretty much, I grew up in a... with my mom and my dad, my brother and my sister. Mm-hmm. And we lived over by Armio in Fairfield.
Mm-hmm.
And my brother Brody of Drip Squad Worldwide, I've known him since, shit, I was going outside. Like, when I first went outside, he was the first person I met. Couldn't find out we was going to Anacau together. So I've been rocking with him my whole life, bro. And, you know, we have people on the block that used to come around all the time, but every day, we was outside playing basketball, football, something. And he been rapping since way before I was rapping. So he was always in that culture, you feel me?
Mm-hmm.
I was just never around it.
Yeah.
So you feel me? I was always an athletic sports player, like. Mm-hmm. But then after high school, that's when everything changed. And I got into the rap shit, and he had already been in it. So it was like.
What, did you get into the rap shit because your homies got you into it? Or?
Honestly, I was going through some things in my life at the time. Shit, my parents had got a divorce. It was hella shit going on,
yeah,
bro. And so I ain't had nobody to talk to. So I would be in my job. I used to work at Hat Club, mm-hmm, in the mall. And I'd be sitting there for hours just writing raps.
Mm-hmm.
Writing raps. And I'd go home. I'd be smoking in my car, freestyling. And then it just went from there. After a while, bro, I would show my partners and they'll be like, "Oh, bro, that's dope. You should take it serious." Like, and then when I met Willie Joe, who was the CEO of Drip Squad, mm-hmm, that's when everything changed. I started taking it serious.
Okay. Let's get a little bit into the Drip Squad. Like, how many members is there? What do you guys promote mainly? And when did it start?
Drip Squad started like 2 years ago, but it was already a label before I had even thought of rapping. Willie Joe been in it since middle school, so he had created Waterboy Music Group, mm-hmm, with a couple other people. And then when I got with him, me and Brody got with him, he had created a whole new movement called Drip Squad Worldwide. My boy Stony Bobby created the logo.
Yeah, the logo's pretty dope.
Yeah.
Yeah, still shooting those, pushing the clothes out?
Yeah, if you go to DripSquadWorldwide.com, we got all the merch available. We just got, Willie Joe just got some, yellow Drip Squad Worldwide t-shirts. That's dope as fuck.
Hell yeah. I want to ask you this other question that I just had a personal, you know, I thought about. Are you white?
My mom is Hawaiian, Portuguese, and Chinese.
Mm-hmm.
And my dad is white.
Your dad is white. Yeah, like, my mom's
Dutch,
Portuguese, Chinese.
Irish, you know? German, like, that's white.
Right, exactly. So I was wondering, you know, how long you been growing out your dreads? Because I was looking at some of your older stuff. You've been growing them out for a long time.
Yeah, 7 years, bro, of dedication.
7 years.
7 years.
So, you know, there's a lot of, like, dread controversies, you know, with people probably just see you, they see a white guy.
Right.
You know, I mean, have you had anyone been like, "Hey, man, you're appropriating the culture"?
You know what's crazy, bro? My whole life, like, growing up on the block,
uh-huh,
it was nothing but black people and Mexican people.
Yeah.
So that's all I kicked it with.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I started going to middle school, that's when I started, like, hanging out with more white people, I guess you'd say.
Yeah.
And when it's just been normal. Like, everybody, a lot of people know me in Fairfield. Like, oh.
Yeah.
You feel me? That's B. Lee with the dress. Every time I go out, bro, people be like, "Yo, dreadlocks is nice."
Yeah,
like,
they clean.
Yeah, they clean. I never had nobody come up to me like, "You shouldn't have dreads because you white." Like,
mm-hmm,
it ain't never been like that.
All right, so in a hypothetical situation, if someone did come up to you and say you're appropriating their culture, how would you respond to that? Would you say that anyone can rock any hairstyle?
Or? Honestly, I feel like if you think like that now, mm-hmm. you kind of trapped in a box. Maybe it was like that back in the day. I don't know.
Yeah.
But I got dreads for more
spiritual reasons.
Yeah, cause my OG told me, he was like, bro, dreads is a higher antenna to a higher power. Mm-hmm. And then he told me about, I believe his name was Samson. Mm-hmm. In the Bible, he had dreads, all his power came from his hair.
Oh, yeah, yeah, exactly.
And then the girl cut him off, and he lost all his power. But I believe in that stuff, bro. Like,
there is power in hair.
Yeah, yeah, for real.
Do you think your hair kind of gave you that swagger and kind of gave you that image that people are like, oh, who's this guy, this dude who's rapping with the long hair dress?
Definitely, you know? Bro, because my whole life I grew up with a fade. Uh-huh. You feel me? And I'd have my hair cut short, but I got a receding hairline. Mm-hmm, so it started going back, and then I was like, you know what? I'm going to just grow it out, see what it looked like.
Yeah.
Then it got so bad, it was curls. I looked like the clown off of The Simpsons. Yeah. So, I was like, I got to do something with this. Mm-hmm. And then I was like, you know what? Fuck it. I'm going to get some dreadlocks. And then when I first started growing them out, people was like, bro, that's ugly. But, you know, you always got to go through the ugly
phase,
stage.
Bro.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's a process.
So I just trusted the process, bro. And then now people be like, bro, they fit you. I'd be like, it's that Islander shit in me.
Exactly, man. Well, at least a little bit of it's in you, man. I was about to say something. I don't know why I lost my train of thought. Excuse me.
That's all good.
Your project was called what again?
The Open Up.
The Open Up.
Yes.
Now, when I think of the title, The Open Up, I think of the artist about to open up in the project.
Correct.
Is that kind of the mindset you had making the title?
That was exactly my mindset. So my manager, Willie Joe, was talking to me. He was like, you got to let these people know about you. Mm-hmm. I was like, all right, for sure. So I'm about to make this album and spill my guts, tell them how I am, point some flaws out, tell them how I see things, like shit like that. Give them a little piece of my world and where I'm
coming
from.
Did you find that difficult, or was that a little bit easier for you?
Honestly, I'm still kind of tapping into it. So that project, I feel like, was a step towards that. Like, I feel like when people heard it, they was like, okay. But now I'm working on the Open Up too. Mm-hmm. And I feel like it's time to get deeper.
Yeah.
You feel me? I feel like I scratched the surface.
Mm-hmm. Now you kind of know what you can do.
Exactly.
Now you know how far you want to go.
Exactly.
So when I was kind of researching a little bit more on your personal page, I saw your YouTube page and I saw you had, like, I think just 2 videos out. Like,
correct.
Everything and then The Spill. Was
yes,
that right?
Yes.
Already, you know, at thousands of views.
Yes.
How quick did that audience retention come in? And then when did you realize that, wow, this is, you know, I need to keep putting out some work out?
Honestly, bro, Drip Squad have been moving for like 2 years now, maybe three. Mm-hmm. And it was buzzing around the Bay. So when I feel like when I dropped the project, I'm not going to say it was highly anticipated.
Yeah.
But I feel like it was more people out there waiting for it than I had anticipated. Because mm-hmm. I was like, all right, I was in a group.
Yeah.
First, YL Next Up with my brother Brody.
Okay.
And then we're doing our solo project. So I was like, all right, I'm pretty much starting over. Everybody know YL Next Up, but everybody don't know Brandon Lee.
Exactly.
But when I put it out and I seen the views from the videos and the reactions, I was like, okay, they listening.
Yeah.
You feel me?
Now, I also have another question for you. Brandon Lee, is that your real name?
That's my real name.
Now, most artists, they have a surname. You know, right. Even they go by their nicknames. But why did you want people to know your real name and your music?
First, it was B. Lee.
Okay.
But then I was like, everybody, a lot of people do that.
Yeah. Just lower their name. And
last
name.
Yeah. And so when I thought about the Open Up, I was like, if I'm giving them me, I might as well give them my real name. Mm-hmm. So I just made it my real name, Brandon Lee.
Gotcha.
I feel like it got a little ring to it.
Yeah. I mean, it's smooth, too.
Yeah.
Do people compare you to any certain artists? Like, have you heard people like, oh, dude, you're kind of like that?
Looks-wise, yes. But as far as rapping-wise, I haven't really had nobody compare me to anybody. But I feel like that's good because I listen to so much music. I just take from what I hear and incorporate it into my own.
Yeah. When I was listening to your project, I was like, this guy has, like, a unique sound. that like I really don't know what I'm gonna get with the next track.
Right,
you
know right. What I mean? That's exactly what I wanted. Keep the people guessing.
Exactly. Do you know what you're gonna get with the next track when you're going in the booth? Like, do you plan it out?
Sometimes I do have a process. Like, all right, if I get a beat from my engineer, I'm about to go home, write to it, and then when I get in the lab, spit it. But then there's sometimes where I go into the studio and I'll be like, bro, that beat slap. And then I'll write to it right there.
What's your favorite song on the project?
Everything.
Everything?
Yeah, the song Everything.
Who featured on that, by the way?
My boy QV. He's a part of Drip Squad Worldwide, too. He's popping in Atlanta.
Okay.
He's moving and grooving out there.
Shout out QV.
Yeah.
He has some that melodic flow. I was like, okay.
Yeah,
raw. That's what's bringing the song together, to be honest. His vocals and everything.
Yeah, it's crazy because I had wrote the hook. And I went into the lab. He came to the lab with me. And I'm in the lab, trying to sing it. But I can't sing.
Yeah.
I'm getting better at harmonizing, but I can't. I wasn't good at it at that time, so I was like, bro, this sound like shit. He like, huh, let me do it. I'm like, this kind of perfect. You got that Atlanta accent.
Yeah. You got that slang to it.
And he did it. I was like, bro, this perfect,
super
bro.
Slap. Yeah. So what was the process to making the video afterwards?
I had already thought of what I wanted. I'd be scouting locations.
Mm-hmm.
When I'm out moving around, I'd be scouting locations for video shoots, so... I seen Jay Laced. He shot a video for my boy Steven, and I was like, ooh, this good ass quality. So I hit him up on Instagram. He hit me back. We set it up. I told him the locations, my vision, and he made it happen.
Dang. Who filmed it?
Jay Laced.
Jay Laced?
Yeah, Jay Laced production.
Jay Laced,
he just got off tour with a rock band in Europe. Yeah.
Damn, good for him.
Crazy.
Do you plan on going any tours anytime soon?
Drip Squad, we've done a couple tours, but nothing out of state, just California.
California.
I'll definitely go on a tour, though.
Gotcha.
That's real.
What do you want people to know about Brandon Lee outside of the music?
It's not much that... Well, with this next project, it's not much that I'm going to really hide, so they might know... Pretty much everything.
Everything. Are you cool with putting yourself on that, out there like that?
Yeah. I feel like if I'm on a major scale, it's going to be like that anyway.
Yeah.
You feel me?
Eventually, everyone's going to know everything about you, so might as well get out the way.
Exactly. Early. And I'm trying to sell a product to people, but people aren't going to buy it if they don't know what it is.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? So I'm trying to, like I said, let them into my world. If they fuck with it, they fuck with it. But I know it's definitely going to be people out there who could relate.
Do you want to continue working with Drip Squad, say if you were to blow up as Brandon Lee? Would you bring your boys up with you? Or?
Oh, it would definitely be a 50-50. Drip Squad is the label I'm on. So if I ever, say, Warner Brothers or something, or Atlantic, I'm going to try and partner. I'm not going to try and just... Oh, this is Brandon Lee. He's on Atlantic Records now. This is Brandon Lee, Drip Squad Worldwide / Atlantic Records. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I feel you on that.
Yeah. That's just a possibility, but you never really know.
Gotcha.
Until you're in that situation.
What's an artist that you want to work with in the future?
Rex Life Raj.
Rex Life Raj?
Yeah.
Say that Virgo 3 times fast.
Man, I know for real. Rex Life Raj, Rex Life Raj, Rex Life Raj.
That shit. Why him specifically?
Honestly, I think, bro, music is dope, bro.
Mm-hmm.
He one of the dopest artists out the bay to me right now. That's the kind of music I like. Real shit.
Mm-hmm.
People talking about their life.
Yeah.
That's why I'm into that kind of same shit.
I was listening to your other interview, you were saying that, you take things from everything, pretty much.
Right.
But, when you listen to bay type rap, it's that old school type shit.
Yeah, old school E-40 and shit. I don't be listening to the new stuff, bro. It all sounds the same.
You didn't listen to his new album?
I haven't listened to E-40 new album. I just checked out Neff's new album, though.
Oh, okay. I haven't heard that. Is it
good? Bro, it's dope, bro.
Clean.
Yeah, I like that song, Purple Cup.
Would you work with Neff?
I actually have a song with Neff.
Oh, yeah. What's that song?
Me and Brody, as YL Next Up, have a song called Mode with Neff the Pharaoh and Get It Indie.
Mm-hmm.
It's like 100 and 50-some thousand views. Yeah, it was pretty lit.
Now, do you ever wonder, like, you know, you work with Neff, you work with some of these other bigger artists, like, why do you feel like maybe you're slept on a little bit more compared to these people?
My music ain't the kind of music Bay Area listen to. You feel me? Bay Area listens to a certain kind of music.
Yeah, you're right.
And unless you... All right, so this is how I feel. Mm-hmm. If you're dope as fuck at a certain genre, like how Rex Liferaj is super dope, he gonna get them looks. Like, he did the... I feel like he did the right process to everything he needed to do to get to where he at, because it's hard to make it out the Bay making that kind of shit. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
A lot of people get trapped out here.
Yeah. Do you think you might get trapped?
I feel like I don't make Bay Area music, so I feel like it could go anywhere, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I feel like I'm not hating on the Bay music, man. Yeah. We have our own culture, our own style that can't nobody mess with. Like, I'm trying to be worldwide, mm-hmm. not just Bay Area big, you feel me?
Yeah, you don't want to be held in that Bay Area bubble.
Right,
you still
exactly.
want to represent, you know, this yeah. is where you're from and everything.
It's fucked up that that happens, though.
Yeah, it's hard
people to get trapped in the Bay Area bubble. Like, it's crazy.
Yeah. Because people can't, like you were saying, like, they can't, like, transcend their music. Like, they're just stuck in that one genre.
Exactly.
You could call it Bay Area rap if you want, but, you know.
I mean, just keeping it lit.
Even whatever it is. Hey, bro, I was wondering if we could do something different. You down to try freestyle for us
Hell
real quick?
Yeah.
All right, let me put that beat on real
Let's
quick.
Let's get it.
Drip Squad.
Yeah. Yeah, I got too much on my mind for me to not speak. Being something that I'm not, man, that's not me. It make me sick when I see people that copy. If they caught you slipping, you was moving sloppy. I just had to, ooh, I just had to see. I just had to wait. I just had to make a name for me. I just had to take, go accept my fate. Took it on the knee. I could never be all the things I used to be. Yeah, I don't want any of your fake love. No more room in my heart you could take up. I don't want to waste no time yelling. I don't want to deal with no breakups, yeah. They love you more when your story ain't made up. To love you more without all of that makeup. Don't let them tell you what you not. Tell them what you finna be. Never let the ball drop like never ending New Year's Eve. Never ending turn ups for never ending living free. I'ma do it to the best of my abilities. Yeah, mama always told me, let me know if you're okay. It's been a minute and I know that feelings changed. It's a million that I'm feeling, it won't go away. It's a million that I'm feeling, it won't go away.
Brandon Lee, everybody. Thank you for coming to Bay Area Compass, brother.
Thank you for having me,
bro. Make sure you guys check out the Open Up on Spotify, Apple Music, anywhere else.
Yes, sir. Title, anything you could think of. You could type my name in on Google and everything will pop up.
All right, bro. Appreciate you being here, man.
Thank you, man.
Your boy Don Julio, and I'm out.
Hey,
peace.